Welcome to week 3 of the Blackhawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Kelly Anderson, Blackhawk's Care Groups Coordinator, will focus on the practice of baptism.
Matthew 28, 18 and 19. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As a former French teacher and a trained counselor, I'm a language geek who loves to have a deeper understanding of people and meanings. So, for this devotion on baptism, I'm going straight to the Greek word for baptism, baptizo. In English, it means to immerse, submerge, dip, plunge, overwhelm, and the like. Jesus used this term in his parting command recorded at the end of Matthew's gospel. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I ask myself, what did this mean to the first century followers, those hearing this final recorded command from the risen Jesus? What spiritual reality is Jesus pointing us to using earthly, tangible words? Baptizo, to immerse, submerge, dip, plunge into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Wow, I can tell this is going to blow my mind and expand my soul. My own experience in this deep and wide notion of baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit may shed some light on the internal spiritual reality behind the physical practice of water baptism. Being baptized externally was a step on the journey to the immersion in Christ that I increasingly experience internally. My parents decided to have me baptized as an infant. While this was significant to those who gathered around me, I don't remember that day. When I was a teenager, however, I believed and accepted the good news of a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And slowly, I began to understand more about the Holy Spirit's role in my changing desires and then subsequent actions. During this time, more often than I'd like to admit, though, my words to friends about Jesus' transforming love wasn't always consistent with my life choices. But God was at work deep within me. I continued to learn about God and His ways by reading the Bible, talking to Him through prayer and listening for His voice, and placing myself in relationship with others who were also following Him. I was living out baptizo. In my early 20s, I decided to be baptized in a nearby lake. While my motivations were not altogether pure, you see, I needed to be submerged for that church's membership, I did welcome the chance to share my story of how knowing Jesus and living out His message of reconciliation with God was indeed transforming my life. Well, fast forward 20 years plus. Many of these practices have stayed in place: Bible reading and study, praying, community with other Christ followers. But over time, an additional posture has evolved. This prayer talker, Bible learner, and small k kingdom builder, me, began to sit in silence and listen more intently. In the listening, God began to reveal to me more of what it meant to be totally immersed, submerged, plunged into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. True baptizo. While I don't claim to have mastered this reality of being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I can say that the Apostle Paul's words in Acts, "For in Him we live and move and have our being," ring truer today than they did at the beginning of my journey with Christ. I am so much more aware of the vastness of our triune God and His constant accessibility. So you might be saying, well, this all sounds so ethereal and mysterious. And I sometimes agree. But there are many other times when I've chosen more intentional time in that listening posture with God, that He's expanded my understanding and experience of this reality of baptizo. What began as a seedling expression of faith by my parents led to me owning my story in Christ and being fully dunked in a lake, just like Jesus and His followers. Years later, I continue to get increasing glimpses of how being baptized, immersed in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has changed and continues to change my affections, my actions, my worldview, decisions, relationships, security, identity, purpose, and the list goes on. So how about you? Are you being increasingly immersed in Christ? It is about water, but so much more. So now we'll take a couple minutes to reflect on several questions about baptism. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. What is your experience with baptism? Is it something that you've considered or experienced? If you haven't been baptized, what is it that's holding you back from making that type of commitment? If you have been baptized, how can you seek a fuller immersion, baptizo, in your daily walk with God?
Thanks for joining us for week 3 of the Blackhawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Mike Hughes, Blackhawk's pastor of college-age ministry, reflects on the practice of gathering in worship.